we sold the script to Fox Searchlight, which had just made this movie called 500 Days of Summer, and they had a very big success with Juno, and so they were really looking for these kind of like fresh, contemporary, character-driven comedies. And so I actually developed it at Fox Searchlight for a number of years with a different director. And then the whole thing kind of fell apart for various reasons. You could spend your whole weekend talking about studio politics and how the process of trying to get a movie made in Hollywood can be, the highs and lows and the egos and the personalities. It was a great education in that. And at the end of the process, Fox Searchlight realized that they weren't going to make the movie. And so we were able to get this rights for the movie back. And at that time, Mike had just made Goon with his producers, Dave and Jeff and Jesse, and they'd had a really good experience, and they were looking for the next thing to do. And just Jeff had actually worked at Fox Searchlight prior to kind of becoming an independent producer. And so they knew about my script, and they knew that the rights were coming available, and Mike read it and really loved the script. And we all went out for a beer and just talked about what kind of movie we wanted to make. And I immediately knew, talking to Mike, he got it. I was a big fan of his movies before I met him. I loved FUBAR and I loved It's All Gone Pete Tong. I thought he was extremely talented. And I knew the movie would be in good hands with him. And so we were able to then, and then I went through a process with Mike where we did some revisions and we talked about what was important for him. And so I did not an extensive rewrite because he really loved the script, but I did some work on the script sort of to, it was just like the feedback process. Like, he had a lot of really good ideas, a lot about how he wanted to shoot it. And so that was a great opportunity to sit down with the director and talk about, okay, well, this is how we're going to make the movie. And so let's look at how we're telling the story. And then we were able to put the money together independently. So I only really worked with Mike on the script probably for about 6 months. He got it right away. So it was a great example of a director who sort of was able to hit the ground running because we just, like, our sensibility really fit. And that doesn't always happen. Sometimes you have this, a director signs up the project, you're like, why did you even want to make this movie? Like, you just want to make a completely different movie than the one I wrote.